The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
Well, if you were one of the millions that tuned in on Sunday for the Super Bowl, you probably saw the Super Bowl ad, He Gets Us, which has created a lot of controversy. And I think it should, because the entire focus of the ad was presenting a false Jesus and a false gospel, to say that he gets us and he understands. And our good friend Steve Dace actually had a very amazing, like, 20-minute rant on this that we don't have time for today, but I would really encourage all of you to listen to that. He posted it on his Twitter feed, Steve Dace, just yesterday, so you can go and listen to that. He was also on the show yesterday and briefly alluded to it, but basically the He Gets Us ad is presenting just the compassionate, caring side of Christ and saying that he understands us where we're at, and didn't present anything about turning from sin, how the Lord saves us, anything about the truth of the gospel of Christ, and yet was the probably and possibly the only presentation of Christ to some that are lost and fallen that they will ever hear or see in this year. And so Jamie Bambrick is a pastor in Ireland and said this on social media yesterday: the Christian Super Bowl ad they should have made. A group known as He Gets Us released an advertisement during the Super Bowl, which, whilst perhaps well-intentioned, failed to convey anything of the gospel to the hundreds of millions who saw it. Here's my take on what they should have done. Hashtag He Saves Us. And if you go and watch this ad, and because we're on radio, the audio would not be nearly as impactful, but it goes on to show so many individuals that are former lifestyle, that in their former lifestyle. So a former witch, a former member of the KKK, a former transgender, a former, you know, everything that you could possibly imagine of different lifestyles and sins, frankly, that people are engaged in. A former drug addict, former alcoholic, and then saying at the end, Jesus saves us. He restores us. He gives us hope. This is all about the message of saying he did not leave us in our sins and our transgressions. He saves us. And it is just so brilliantly done and is so clear in terms of its presentation of the truth that God does not leave us in our sins, but he saves us. And so joining me now is that pastor, Jamie Bambrick. And sir, this was just such a great ad. Explain your, I guess, your motivation behind this for giving us this type of contrast to the He Gets Us ad.
Super. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on, Jen. I appreciate you doing so and reaching out. And hopefully everybody can understand my accent over there. My motivation was that it was a massive missed opportunity. You know, if you put millions of dollars into something, I follow the NFL. It's actually one of the, it's probably the main sport that I actually follow. They put millions of dollars into reaching hundreds of millions of people. Then you should convey something that gets to the heart of the gospel. Now, I know there's limitations in trying to do that in 60 seconds, but I felt, I would argue, grieved over seeing that, you know, frustrated. And I think that is how a lot of believing Christians felt about it, which was that all this did was almost stamp a sort of Christ-shaped approval sticker over the actions and thoughts and mores of our day, as opposed to what the gospel is, which is that Jesus does not simply come to support us in our sin, but to save us from it. And so I was prayerfully actually just thinking about, I run a YouTube channel that's not a massive one. It's done okay. But I was praying into that I would get an idea. I was thinking about doing something with regards to that. And then a guy called Joshua Dawes, who's a friend of mine on Twitter or X, and said, would someone consider making a good version of this, a Christian version of this that actually proclaims the gospel? And I just felt like it was a little bit of a sort of flash of inspiration, you could call it. Perhaps it was the leading of the Holy Spirit. I don't want him to take the blame for any mistakes I make. But nonetheless, I felt that there was something there that could have been shared. And the stories, I think, are so much more impactful because it shows what the gospel does. And hopefully, in a very brief way, explains a little bit of what the gospel is, which is Jesus saves us from sin.
And this ad has now gone viral on social media. It's been shared many, many times, and hopefully is getting to as wide of an audience. Eventually, and as many people will see this on X, which is a huge worldwide platform, even then saw the He Gets Us ad on the NFL game. And wouldn't that be amazing? And I think there's been some unfortunate, I think, embrace from some Christians who are saying, well, we shouldn't criticize the He Gets Us ad because at least it's trying to bring the name of Jesus into the NFL and into a hostile secular marketplace. But we need to make sure that it's the true Jesus and we're not presenting a false version when this really could be the only presentation of the picture of who Jesus is to some of these people who are watching. So how important is it to ensure that we do properly as Christians critique when these ads or any of these messages, whether it's an ad, it's a sermon by a pastor or, you know, anything else, a book, an op-ed, when all of these media are presenting a false version of Christ to a secular world?
Yeah, it's essential. I mean, I almost view this as not so much a direct critique as a critique by contrast. That's what I would argue that this was, where I was showing what could have been done. Because my first thought was to maybe do like a response video and walk through it. And people have done that extremely well and done it better than I could do it. But I think that yes, there's a way of doing a critique which also gets the message out there. So what you don't want is just the sort of echo chamber where, well, the Bible believing Christians are only responding. We actually have a better message. Like the message that Jesus saves us from sin is a phenomenal message, and how that bears out in people's lives is an incredible truth. And so, yeah, I wholeheartedly believe that, yeah, we need to engage with these things, particularly where there are those key cultural moments. And there's perhaps, I view this as potentially also an attempt to bring a left-wing ideology in towards a Christian audience as well. So I don't know that this was just evangelism towards, unbelievers. I think it may well have actually been intended in part to shift the conversation leftwards within believing Christians. And so you need to respond to that. But I think also part of the response is demonstrating that the true gospel is a better message.
So well said. I'm speaking with Pastor Jamie Bambrick, who is in Ireland and the creator of this ad, He Saves Us, that is, as you said, a very well, Jamie, by contrast to the He Gets Us ad. And I want to follow up on something that you said that I thought is so profound and so true, is that Christians should not just be responsive to the culture. We should be actively engaging with the truth of the gospel of Christ and the message that is the only hope for a lost and sinful world. And I think especially in the political world and in the social media world, and so media at large, our tendency is to just be responsive and to critique rather than creating our own content to engage a lot of these media platforms, even things like the entertainment world. Our friends at the Daily Wire do such a great job at saying, we're not just going to critique the Disney company or, you know, some of these other places that are putting out content that we don't want our kids to watch. We're going to create our own with a better message that is based on biblical truth and morality. And so I think for Christians, it is so important to use our gifts and talents and skill set to create content, especially in this high media prolific environment that we all live in now, that is spreading the message of truth and hope rather than just critiquing what is false. So, I mean, we do need to critique what is false, but we need to then say, instead of that, here is what the truth is. And so what kind of response have you seen from this video that really has now gone viral?
The response has been incredible. I mean, so prior to this, I had maybe 2,500 followers on Twitter or X and about 5,000 subscribers, plus a little bit perhaps on YouTube. So not a big platform by any means. And yeah, for, as you've said, 1.5 million people have seen it on X, a further 190,000 nearly on YouTube. And then apparently I'm not even on Instagram in any meaningful sense, but hundreds of thousands on there. So I think it has clearly resonated with people that this is getting to, you know, it's not a full gospel presentation. We don't end up talking about the burial and the resurrection of Jesus in detail. It's very short and very simple, but it has been extraordinarily well received, given how widespread it's been as well. Because normally when something goes quite as big as that, you get a lot of people who disagree pushing back. But instead, I mean, obviously I couldn't read all of the comments and the tweets and so on, but from everything I've seen, it's been extremely well received, which I think is important for Christians to recognize broadly that the true gospel has power, has the ability to resonate with the human heart. And yes, there can be a degree of opposition. Yes, you will come under fire for preaching and proclaiming that in whatever way. It will also reach people. God works through it to genuinely reach people. And actually, I think there is a spiritual hunger in the Western world for people to boldly proclaim the true gospel, the true message of Jesus. And I think if the church does so well, does so unashamedly, does so confidently, I absolutely believe we can reach, as we've seen, millions of people with something that, if I'm honest, it took me about 1 hour to make. It was not a particularly challenging piece of content, and I didn't think it would really go. I didn't think it would get anywhere near where it went. But it's just surprising what God can do with that. So yeah, I would absolutely encourage people to have confidence in the power of the gospel.
It's so simple, it's so profound, and it is so hopeful. And the only thing that is our hope for eternity, and that is the power of the gospel. And so Jamie Bambrick, who, and you can see this ad for anyone who hasn't yet, you can go to @J_Bambrick, BAMBRICK on X, formerly known as Twitter. And this is one of the top tweets or posts that Jamie has. And this is an ad that's just a minute long. And instead of saying Jesus doesn't just get us, he saves us. And that's the clear message here. And I think you are so right, Jamie, that we need to have as Christians confidence in the truth of the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit, that he is still working to change hearts and minds and is still in the business of saving. And so often I think we get so caught up in politics, in the culture, in everything going on in our daily lives, that we forget that simplicity, and we forget that the Great Commission is ultimately what our calling is, to be missionaries to a lost and fallen world. We have a mission to spread the truth of the gospel of Christ. And so I would love to see and I responded on your post yesterday that I would love to see this ad be funded to be on for the next Super Bowl. So we have a year. And so, you know, I don't know if you're interested in starting like a GoFundMe campaign or something. I would donate because I would love to see something like this or this particular ad to be on the NFL channels and to go viral, to reach people with a truthful message that Jesus saves. So any thoughts about that?
It's probably something that's outside of my wheelhouse. You know, I'm not even based in America. So if there is a company out there that wants to take that idea and run with it and do it in a way that gets all the music rights and all of that you require. I mean, I didn't monetize this because, you know, I don't own the rights to the stuff. I am totally happy for people to take that idea and run with it. I'm probably not the guy to do it. Hopefully maybe it's been a spark of inspiration, but if there's anyone listening or if you know anybody yourself who would like to do that, go for it. Like, I think it could absolutely have a much greater impact than the He Gets Us campaign. So definitely worth doing.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for producing this, for sharing it, and it has gone viral. I'm looking, it has 1.6 million views already just in the last 22 hours since it's been posted. So, Jamie Bambrick, thank you for a very clear message of the truth of the gospel of Christ. So you can go to @J_Bambrick and you can see this ad, #HeSavesUs.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today. Send them to our website, townhallreview.com. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for joining us.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.